People from all over the world have gathered in Russia to enjoy the Men's World Cup. Among them, a group of activists who put together a social media campaign that grabbed our attention. They call it the Hidden Flag. Six activists, all representing their countries, wearing different colored soccer jerseys. When they pose for pictures standing in the correct order, the jerseys form the gay pride flag. Their photos have been widely shared online. Eloy Peruzan Jr. was one of the activists who traveled to Russia for this campaign. He spoke with us earlier from Amsterdam. How did this whole campaign start? How did you get involved?
So it started about in May or June when the LGBT Federation from Spain, they wanted to deliver a campaign or a message now in the World Cup period, since this topic is a kind of an issue in Russia. From there, they started to recruiting the activists from Spain, that was the easiest one, from Netherlands, from Brazil, from Mexico, Argentina, and Colombia.
So you managed to get countries that represent all those colors in the spectrum, red and
yes.
blue and so on.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So tell us about some of the pictures in which your group is photographed. And these pictures have been shared pretty widely over social media. What do we see in them?
What we're trying to do was basically put ourselves in order to form the rainbow flag in the public spaces, in the monuments, around some bars, in the train stations, since we are not allowed to speak up our nature in Russia. So we really wanted to make this silence statement to tell the Russian gay community that they can rely on us, that we are together, that we were there just to try to help and to raise this topic. We've been receiving messages on social media telling thank you for coming over and to raise this flag for us, since you cannot do that over here. I got very emotional with that, because if you see that you maybe can help someone that is struggling only for being gay, to be born that way, it's very nice. It's a very good feeling.
Yeah, so you must have had a photographer following you around. And when you find those moments where you're all lined up, it's pretty powerful. You see the rainbow flag with your various colored soccer jerseys. What kind of response did you get from Russians?
All of the message that I got on my Instagram was just to say thank you. We are very grateful that you took a risk just to raise this topic. I saw, of course, in some articles or in social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, of course, there wasn't only positive feedback. Sometimes we had some negative feedback, but that's fine. I believe that every cause, a polemic cause, would have these kind of reactions. I would say that 90% of the feedback is positive.
And did you feel, Eloy, yourself, the risk while you were in Russia?
No, actually, no. When I was invited for the project, my mother and my partner, they got very like, are you crazy to go to Russia? You know that you can be in jail, you can be violence over there. But I explained the project and then they find that's fine. And in Russia itself was very okay. No one knew what we were doing over there for our safety. People, they basically come over to take photos with us because they found that it was very nice and funny. Six friends from different countries taking photos. The most tense moment, I would say, is when we stay right beside the police, because we never knew if they realized that you were forming a rainbow in order and everything, but no one realized over there. So it was very okay.
I mean, it strikes me that the real risk is the one that's lived by people who are openly gay in Russia. How did it feel for you once you left Russia, knowing that that hatred, that animosity towards the LGBTQ community still exists in Russia?
Yeah, that's very sad, actually. But I'm so happy that this project is getting so big. Today, I was reading an article on New York Times. They asked for the person from the government of Russia that created this law, what he thought about this.
You're talking about the anti-gay propaganda law.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so nice when it gets in everybody's faces to talk about that. For the Russian gay people, it's very hard because of the law, but it's a way to make a kind of pressure, I believe. And I really want to believe that.
Eloy Peruzan Jr., thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.